Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. When you get a chance, we've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rob Jollis is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 13 years. He is the author of the brand new book, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. It's all about being successful in the marketplace and doing it ethically. Rob, is that a pretty good assessment of what this book's about?
It's an outstanding assessment. It really is. And again, that's where I needed to start. I needed to really back up because I wanted this book not to be just for salespeople. It's trite to say, gee, we all sell. But now that we've heard it 100,000 times, let's build a process for a parent. Let's build a process mm-hmm. for a manager. Let's build a process and put our process where our mouth is. And actually build something that is universal. And that means, as we did before the break, separating influence and manipulation and going through the ethics of why mm-hmm. we have to push people. It's one of the most compassionate things we can do frequently. But it isn't always pretty. We don't influence by putting our arm around somebody and saying, please do this, please put the cigarettes down. We put our arm around somebody, we earn the right to ask the questions, How many grandchildren do you think you will be playing with down the road?
Right.
And what do you think your health might be like at that time? Mm-hmm. And as disturbing as that might sound, I'm the guy who gets the cigarettes out of that person's pocket.
Right, right.
And that's what I mean. That's why ethics is important. When we agree on ethics, we can start agreeing on tactics.
Well, and ethics is going to become, is now, and is going to become a bigger element of every relationship going forward. People are really focusing on these things more. I wrap it under the umbrella of values, which is something that we spend a lot of time talking about here on the show. But you know, talking about, I wrote an article one time called "The Color of Ethics is Gray." Ethics is not black or white. It's gray. And here's an example that I gave. If you got a customer that calls you the 1st of December. And says I'm ready to order another one, whatever you sell, and you say, great, I'll have another sale before the end of the year, and that'll help me get my bonus. But you also know that there's a new version of that same product coming out in January. So do you tell the customer about that January model, which right. might be better for him, or do you just do what the customer said and said? And he's when he said, "Sell me another one of these products."
Right.
What do you do?
What
do you do? And so and so what you do is you do what you said a minute ago. You ask them some questions. Do you need this in December? And if he says, yes, I do, I've got to get some stuff out, then that's your answer. If he says, well, no, I just want to go ahead and get it started, then that's your answer too.
Right. Jim, the short answer to that influence manipulation question is really two words, sheer intent.
Mm-hmm.
Intent. That's it. And mm-hmm. anybody who's been on the sales side has gone under the pressure of that line. I actually write a few examples in the first 20 pages of, you know, people spending time with you, perhaps going over window siding or a home improvement project, and getting a true education from a consultant, and then finding that product online for 10% less.
Right.
Who are you buying from?
Right.
That line is in the sand for many of us, and that's why I love to talk about process, but to me that's one of the things that makes the book special. It really gets into a very involved conversation about, I got to get you to believe. If you mm-hmm. believe, I can take you on a wonderful ride. And as you know, my writing style, I'll put stories behind it. I'll put examples. We have what's called an enhanced ebook coming out where I actually have video of role plays of people using the tactics, so you can see the words in the questions, which truly enhances what you read.
Very smart.
But it won't do anything if you don't believe. You've got to believe.
One of the things you talk about very early in the book, what you call the four separate fronts, it must be applicable to all, it must be ethical, it must be measurable, and it must be something you believe in. Talk to us about those fronts.
Sure.
Take one or two on first for this segment.
Well, I just shouted in the phone the last one, which is nothing that I write about, nothing that you write about means anything if my reader doesn't believe in what we're trying to talk about. But when I say, let's back up a little bit, when I say it's got to be applicable to everyone. In my career, I've done over 20 seminars for NASA. I've worked with over 1,000 hostage negotiators, polygraph examiners, police officers. I deal in the art of influence and persuasion. And I have to make my reader, I have to make anybody who follows me believe that, in fact, this will be applicable to you and not a former copier salesman or insurance salesman, which is what we both are, okay? And we always will be. So I bring an example in the book very quickly of somebody that I met in my career early, Ben Feldman, who I think was the greatest salesperson ever, $1.6 billion sold in his lifetime, a market that will never be even challenged. And Ben Feldman had not one stereotype that we would associate with the classic salesperson. He spoke with a lisp. He was very shy. He wrote a couple books. Nobody bought them. He just outsold the world, and he taught us two things. One, if you work hard, you'll do well. But two, he said, he taught us subtly, there is no style, there is no issue that can't be covered by a powerful process. That's what Ben Feldman taught us. It's applicable to all.
Hold on to that thought. We're talking about how to change minds, the art of influence without manipulation by Rob Jolliss. Out just now. Was it tomorrow? It's been released tomorrow?
June 3rd. Run to the store. You must go.
June 3rd. Coming out wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Rob Jolliss. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.